The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Mara Shavuot Daf Yud Bet. Today's the Muzari, the Nishmat Avram Ben Esther, Yav Ben Alek, Hashem Tenihem Begun Eden Amit, as I've been studied, the Shavuot Shavuot Miki Ben, James, Ibn Jamie, and the Referador, for the Nefesh, for Uf, for Torah on Mim Aleph, Amud Bet, and we are starting two lines from the bottom, continuing the cases. Ahu de Amar Le Lechavre. Avli sheet me al zuze de masik tabach. You owe me 600 zuz. Pay me the 600 zuz that I gave you. Amar le velo peraticha me akabe afse de kaime b'shita shita. Didn't I pay you back with 100 kav of gold nuts? Afse, and each kav was 6 zuz. So I paid you back 100 kav times 6, 600 zuz. I paid you back in the gold nuts. What are you talking about? Amar le is where. They were not 6 each. They were 4 each. And therefore you only paid me back 400. You owe me 200 more. So that was originally his claim. He said, you owe me 200. The guy came up and said, I paid you back the gold nuts. We're even. No, we're not even. You owe me 200 more. Atu tresade. Two witnesses showed up. Amru in. The witnesses now come along and say, it's true. The thing's worth 4 each.
Are we in the exchange rate?
Yeah. How much was the merchandise worth? So he comes along and says, witnesses, it was 4. Amar Rabba Huzak Kafran. Guy's a liar. And therefore this guy's not going to be believed. He would have shivwa. Bottom line, the guy, he inflated the price. You know, I gave you 100. They were 6 each. They weren't at 6 each. They were 4 each. You're a wise guy. Now, even if the guy wants to swear, I swear I paid you the gold nuts at 4 each and I gave you another 200 on the side. Not Ne'eman. Because bottom line, the guy is...
Why
don't
you tell that, Ne'eman? Bought it off by saying you owe me 600.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Which means, he didn't mean you owe me all the 600. Regarding that $600, 600 zuz item, pay me. You knew we got that chassid. He meant originally from the 200. So he comes along and says, you're a liar. You changed the price. I thought you told me stuff that's not on the guy's mind. He doesn't have to be accurate. He doesn't remember. He just has to remember, did he pay or he didn't pay. So listen, this guy remembers he paid. He just forgot how he paid. He thought all the afasim was 6 each and he paid him like that. And he forgot. Oh yeah, you're right. I paid you 400 in gold nuts and 200 cash. So he made a mistake. Why shouldn't he be believed to say that after? Meaning, you should believe him to make a shivwa. And say, I swear that done this way. What? Just like in the last case, you told me that things that are not on a person's mind, the last stuff we learned, in a case where a person's not kind of, the guy says, I paid you back and these were my witnesses. The witnesses showed up and said, he didn't pay us back in front of him. We don't know anything about this. So that's okay, even though he wasn't accurate, since he didn't have to pay back in front of witnesses, so that information was not accurate, we don't hold him responsible. He's not considered a liar. So why over here considering him a liar? Because that's a big difference. Amar Rabba, Katsuta de Tara Medkar Dechire Inche. People remember the price of merchandise. That's not something you forget. And therefore, when he comes along and says it was 6, he's a liar. Yeah. Oh yeah, I made a mistake. I thought it was 4. Merchandise people remember. Maybe they don't remember which Edim was standing there and how he paid back and all that. But to come along and say he forgot exactly how much the Afasim were worth, that's something that's really on the person's thing. And if he's a liar, or said kafran, and if he's got to pay. We're not going to let him make a shivwa now and swear. You don't believe in a shivwa anymore. Madaman, you lied that you paid back the whole thing at 6 each and we found out it was 4 each. Now we're not believed to say, oh yeah, I forgot. I swear that I paid him back and I gave 200 cash. Sorry. No, Ne'eman with the shivwa, pay back. Ahud Amal al-Havre. Guy tells his friend. Avli me'azuzeh demasik tabach. Beha shtara. Oh. Beat 100, you owe me. Here's the shtar. He's got a shtar. That's powerful. He's got a shtar in his hands. What more do you want of it? Amale peratich. No, I paid you back already. Amarle hanehu sitra eninu. He says, yeah, you did pay me back, but that was for another loan. That was for a loan that we had verbally. Thank you very much for that $100 over there. But now I want the money from the son. This is a tricky case. Because the guy's admitting, I got 100 back from you. But he's just claiming to something else. You didn't pay me back. And he has a good claim because he's holding a shtar. What is he holding the shtar for? Shtar is powerful, yeah? Rashi. Sitra'e ninu mitzad acher hayiti hayavli. Sitra'e is minasad. You owe me from the side deal that Amar Rav Nachman itra shtara. Rav Nachman comes along and says the shtar becomes compromised. Why? Ho'il umodeh shekibbelam. Since the malveh is admitting he got something, ve'lav kol kimnei lo masitrenu. You can't come along and say, so once already admitting that you got 100 back, we don't now let you have an emus. It was a side deal. Bottom line, the shtar is compromised now, and therefore you paid. You paid up. Finished. We are not ne'emah to say it came from somewhere else.
No migu.
What's the migu you want to say?
He didn't have to say anything.
What, the guy said, I paid you back 100. What is he going to say?
If he said, no, you didn't, then he's okay.
Here's my shot. No, you didn't.
Okay. But he was saying, I did. I said, migu, then right. he couldn't have said anything. Let him say he couldn't have said anything. It says over here, he said, the lover is going to have to make a shivua. Shivua tesit. Shivua mid rabbanan. That was it. And it'll be off the hook, and then you wrap up the shtar. That's the way it says over here. That's the way Rabban was posek. Rashtara. Over here. Okay, so Lama said, this was the way we're learning it. Pay me the money back. I paid you. No, that was for something else. No, you're not Neiman. You're not Neiman for that. Once you say you got the money back, we say that's it. You got money back. And therefore, let the Lovei swear that he did rip up the shtar and it's over. The Papa Amar lo et hashtara. I said, no, lo et hashtara. Shtar is still powerful, and therefore you can still get paid. Right? According to the Papa, lo et hashtara. Now therefore what?
Pay.
Well, the Papa, the shtar is powerful still? But you yourself, Rapapa, in a very similar case said, the shtar is compromised. So what's the difference between the two cases? Well, what's the second case? The guy tells his friend, give me the 100, you owe me. So he tells him like this. What was the pretext of that loan that you gave me? It was over oxen that we went partners on to buy ox. And then what? We were going to split up the profits of the meat. And I went and I got the I met you at the marketplace, the butcher shop where they sell the meat. And I paid you back to Zeus, which means the guy comes along and tells him the whole story. Now he said, hey, pay me back, same story, pay me back my money, here's the shtar, I paid you back. And he gives him the whole story, but you lent me that money on the pretext to go partners on the meat business, and we went to the butcher shop and we sold the meat, and I paid you back your zoos over there. And what did he say up to Papa there? What does the other guy say? No, that was a separate deal. That was something else you paid me back on. And there the Papa said the shtar is compromised. So why in the case of the butcher shop is the shtar compromised, and the case of the first case where you say the shtar is solid? So he says, Hatam kevan de kamar ature yahavtli umiteresh shakalt etra shtara. Exactly, details. Once already, which means you could connect the loan to a situation. Which means, and the guy's admitting to that situation. You owe me 100. Because I know I paid you back the 100. That 100 that you lent me was in the business deal that we had in the butcher place, so selling the meat, and I paid, and he's more dead to that. But what is he going to say? Yeah, but that was for something else. That was for another deal. No. Once already you could link the loan to a specific case, and the guy is more there on that case, then already he has no right to come along and say it came from somewhere else. But here, in the first case where it's, he has a shtar in his hand, you owe me 100. I paid you back. He said, I know you paid me, that was something else. Stop, then already he has a right to say it from somewhere else. But when the guy's connecting it to a situation, and you gave me the pretext of what the loan was given on a business deal, and you were there, and you gave it, and you bought into it, then already cannot say, so there's a difference. When you link it to a case, then already you assume that's the case. But if it's not linked to anything, stop, I paid you back. Yeah, I got the money, but now it's something else. Then everybody has to pay back. What's the halakha bottom line in these cases? Rav Papa says, Lo etrash tara. The shtar remains strong. He's got to pay him back again. Rav Sheshat Beret Rav Idi Amar etrash tara. Vilcheta etrash tara. Really, the shtar becomes compromised. Therefore, he cannot get paid twice. Once he said, "I paid you," and the guy admits that he got paid, finished. The shtar is weak. However, this is only talking about where he paid him back in front of witnesses. Velo etkar le shtara, and they didn't mention the shtar. Which means the guy paid back the 100 in front of witnesses, and the shtar was not brought up. About par'e, exactly. About par'e ben didel lididel. But let's say he paid him back privately. Which, as you said, yachol nami lememar sitra eninhu. Just like this. When do we say that the shtar is itra, the shtar is worthless? That's when he paid him back in front of witnesses. Paid him back in front of witnesses, you can't deny that he never got paid. Because the witnesses are clearly saying he got paid. However, let's say you have a case where the loveh paid him back in private. Okay? Now, since the malveh, if he wanted to, he could deny that he even got paid. So he's believed to say this was from another loan. That's your migu that you said originally. He has a migu. In a case where there was no witness, where he gave him the 100 in private. So this guy was very honest. He said, "Listen, I know you gave me the 100, but that was for a different loan." He's ne'eman in that case, because if he wanted, he could have said, "Yeah, you never paid me back."
Yes.
Right. And he's my shtar. So then he'll be ne'eman to say that is from a different situation. But when do we say itra shtara? When do we say the shtar is compromised? When the guy paid him back the original 100 in front of witnesses. So now you took that other claim off the table. He can't say, "I never got it. You never got it. There was witnesses." So therefore he's not the amount to say it was from a side loan, and therefore itra shtara, he got paid already. You don't have to pay a second time. Very important. Gemara says, "Uch de abimi bered rav abu." Well, what's the story over there? Don't have to tell a story now. What's the story? Gemara says, "Oh, that's somewhere else, by the way. That's in Ketubot. Where is that story of Rashi? There's a story in Masechet Ketubot with that rabbi of what's his name, Abimi, Bered Rav Abu. Same story came up then, and that's what he did. He made the haluk between witnesses and not witnesses, done in private, not done in private, and he ruled like that. So this Gemara is consistent with the Gemara in Ketubot. Done in private, not done in private, and he ruled like that. So this Gemara is consistent with the Gemara in Ketubot. Okay, next story." Okay, next story. Ha'od abal el ha'vre. Oh, new story. Guy tells his friend, "Behem natli kol emat de amartli lo parana." Like this. Love tells the malveh, "I'm going to trust you that as long as you say the loan wasn't paid, I'm trusting you. If I said parati and all that, doesn't matter. As long as you say you didn't get the money back, you have ne'emanut." He's building up the malveh.
When's he saying this?
Tavon alone.
Okay.
He's building him up. I trust you. But she says, "Ahu love damal le malveh b'fnei edim b'shat halva'a. Ne'eman ata alay kozman sh'tuman lo etkabati v'lo chalu malecha peratich." I'm taking away my claim of saying I paid you. I'm taking that off the table. You're ne'eman as long as you say, "Oh, you're the money." Now what happened? Azal para'e ba'pesahade. When he paid him in front of witnesses. Now, could you get a better case? He paid him in front of witnesses. Abayev Ravad Amit Alvayu. Ha, himne. He told him he believes him. So he paid him in front of witnesses. What's the guy saying, of course? "You didn't pay me. You built him up. And since you built him up, that's it. You got to pay him again." Gemara says, "Kifara papa. When he built them up, he said, "I'm going to believe you over me." But did he build them up to be believed more than witnesses? No. What do you mean? All he says is, if I say I paid you and you say I didn't, I'm going with you. But he didn't mean to say, if you say that I didn't pay and witnesses say I paid, I'm going to believe you. This is the next case, even a stronger case. Better. Not only do I trust you to say that you didn't get paid, I'm going to give you ne'emanut like two witnesses. So he builds them up. Your word to me is like two edim. Azal parei bapitlata. He went and he paid now in front of three. You have to analyze. Well, 3/2. If you want to learn like that, where you count witnesses, which we know you don't count witnesses, but if you wanted to count witnesses, you say, well, he built them up like 2. He paid it back before the 3. You go into 3. Amar papa kibet lehim ne, kibet lataluhim ne. He trusted him like 2, he didn't trust him like 3. 3 beats 2, and therefore he's Ne'eman. Amar le Rabbi Urah ben Rabbi Yoshua le papa. Hold it. You never go after Rov De'ot when it comes to witnesses. You don't count witnesses 3 against 2. That's only when, and he means an umdina. That's only when you're making an umdina. Certain things need assessments. So when you make an assessment, if you have, let's say, 2 people assess it at a certain price, and 3 people assess it at a different price, you assume that the more assessors that make the same opinion are more precise. So that's when you count witnesses. 2 say this, 3 say that. The kama dinefishi b'kiyitfe, the more witnesses you have to testify at a price, is more expertise. However, but when it's a testimony, 100 is like 2 and 2 is like 100. So therefore, once you built the guy up like 2, I don't care if you bought 1,000 against him. It's 2 against 2 now. And what would happen if it's 2 against 2? 2 against 2 is a push. He's got to start claiming you owe me money. So you got to pay him. The Quran says, Shna Harina, another version of the story. Guy tells his friend, Mehem etli kibetre, kol emat damart lo parana. As long as you say you didn't pay me, I didn't pay you, you believe to me like 2. Same case. Azal upare bapetlata. He paid him in front of 3. Amar papa kibetre hemne, kibetlata lo hemne. He built them up like 2, he didn't build them up like 3. But kipla ravuna bered ravi Yoshua tere kemea mea kitre. Okay, same question. What are you talking about? Once already brings 3, 2 is like 1,000, 3 is, it's all equal. Therefore, knock the witnesses out. He's got to pay. Now here's the extra line that they're adding now. But if he tells the Malveh, I'm believing you like 3. And he pays it back in front of 4. Once already he tells you like 3, what's up 3? You didn't have to say 3. You should have told him I believe you like 2. Once already you went more than 2, it shows you counting. Now already you're counting, because again, Ne'emanut is 2 and it's like 100. So why did I believe you like 3? Ela the pshat is, he's going according to how many people you have. So if he brings 4 against him to say he paid, he'll be Ne'eman, because that's 4 against you. Only when he went above the 2. But if he just told me Ne'eman like 2, 2 is like 100. So even if you were 1,000 on the other side that you paid in front of him, it doesn't matter. Because bottom line, it's equal, and therefore throw it out. Now, okay, those are the cases over there. Okay, let's go to the next case. En mishpareim al tanat hadesh shoteh v'katan. En mishpareim et ha-katan. Let's go to the first case. En mishpareim al tanat hadesh shoteh v'katan. That means somebody gave a hadesh shoteh v'katan something, bone or something to watch, whatever it may be. And the Hadesh Shotev Katan, they come along, gave something to Hadesh Shotev Katan. Now, they claim that you gave, on the other side, the Hadesh Shotev Katan gave something to, right? Now Hadesh Shotev comes along and says, you owe me, pay it back, you owe me 100. The other guy says, I only owe you 50. Now normally that would be Modib Miksat. That would cause a shibu'at to be made by the person that denies half. But it says that if the toveya is a katan, if the katan is generating the shibu'at, you don't make a shibu'at. En shibu'im a shibu'at on a ta'anat katan, right? What's the language? En shibu'at ta'anat chayrish shibu'at katan. My ta'ama. What's the reason? Amar kera ki yiten ish el re'ehu kesef o kelim nishmor. Yiten ish el re'ehu. Ish has got to give the item to his friend. A katan is not an ish. The entity, not katan klum. The katan gave the item over, it's nothing. He's not an ish. Therefore, when he comes along and says, give it to me back, oh, swear, nothing. You didn't give up anything. Tinat katan is worthless. Good? continue. But the reverse, you could swear to a katan. That means you could swear. You just told me you can't swear to a katan. Now you tell me a second lady with Mishnah. Ava, but nishba'im lekatan. Okay, but I ask the question. Ha'amar t'nisha, en nishba'im ha'ta'anat t'shoteh mekatan. You just told me a second ago that the katan cannot cause you to make a shivua. And then a second lady with Mishnah, you tell me, but nishba'im lekatan, you swear to a katan. How does that work? That says, Amal Rav. Rav answers, Beba b'ta'anat aviv. Okay. The kid is coming b'ta'anat aviv. It's coming representing his father. Just so you know what happened in the Rashi over here. Rashis are actually Rashis that belong in the Mishnah. Go look at Maneli b'yadecha. Let's read those Rashis quickly. You see from Maneli b'yadecha by the Likutei Rashi on the side. All those until the Gemara are actually explaining cases in the Mishnah. We already explained it when we read the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. But Rashi already is commenting over here, so let's just read it. Mane li biyadecha, yomi mane amalu hen, ubefnei edim amar lehem atem edai. And he says, okay, yes, I admit it for the witnesses. Nitativ lecha patur, meleshadem u'meshivah duraita. The next day, when he says, I gave it to you, he's going to be patur. What was that case over there? Mane li biyadecha. Amar lo hen. He says, "Oh yes, I do owe you." Ubifnei edim. He said, "For the witnesses, Amar lehem atem edai. Netativ lecha patum leshem shvada oraita." Okay. The next day, when he said, "I paid you back," since he didn't have to pay back in front of witnesses, he's ne'eman. En lecha biyadi lo ayu devenim me'olam. If he denies what he said the day before, hayav leshem be'roneim ameshuah. Shani yochuzak kafran. Because the guy's a liar. Yesterday you said you owed it in front of witnesses. Now you come along and say you don't owe it. Now he's not even ne'eman through a shivua. En lecha biyadi el letra kesef patur. Okay, he came along and claimed them gold, and he answered it back in silver. So then we said, "Patu she'en kan odam mina ta'ana." We said different species, gold and silver. Letech hatzikur, patu delam mina ta'ana. Same thing. He claimed them wheat, and he answered them barley. Therefore, so not the same ta'ana. Therefore, you patu. For the Ban Gamliel chayev to lo ba'odam mishuah. The Ban Gamliel held in the Mishnah, even though it's a different species, you're still chayav. Kadesh shemen, kadim milim shemen. Right? Yomi jugs that are filled with barrels that are filled with oil. He came along and answered it back. I don't owe you oil. He admitted on the barrels. He denied on the oil. Right? Kadim shishkam yadi belo shemen. He holds that what? It's all one case. Kadim and shemen is one case, and therefore like chetim and seurim, and he was modeh on one, kofir on one. So we have a machloker on that case. Do you consider it all one case? That what's modeh mixat, or do you say no? What he admitted on, he admitted fully on. What he denied, it denied fully on. If it's not because it was mixed up, oh, sure, not mixed up. Karka patur. Okay. When the case was over there, now we had the karka situation. We said modem mixed up doesn't work in a case of karka. Right? Mishua deuraita lo al karkov lo al kedim she eno dat karkov biyali de shua hodaa an karka or kefira an karka cannot bring to a shivua. However, hodaa mixed up kedim, we said. Since already you're more David Mixat Kelim and you're going to make a Shivua on the Kelim, Gilgul Shivua, you bring around the Shivua on the Karka, and then we can make a Shivua. Okay. Anyway, that's like we looked at the Mishnah. No. Okay, let's go back to the story now. So what do we say? We said in the Mishnah, we said in the Gemara, you make a Shivua to a Katan. You told me you don't make a Shivua to a Katan. No, Beba Mishel Aviv. Mazda Beba Mishel Aviv. Look at Rashi. It's two lines at the bottom. Beba betanat aviv. Ha diktani nishba'im benetinat ish kamar. Really was talking about where you gave the goods to the ish. You gave the goods to the katan's father. So it's kiyitin ish. Jakatan to'ano abi masru liyadecha. Which means, so get together like this. The father gave something to somebody. The father, that's kiyitin ish ildeh. The father gave something to somebody. His father's not here anymore. So the katan is coming along to say, hey, my father gave you this item, pay me. He comes along and says, no, I gave you back half or whatever it may be. In that case, make a shivua. Because the katan is not coming from himself. He's coming from an ish. He's coming from the father that gave over something. That's the case of the Mishnah. Nishba'in le katan when he's coming, mahmat abiv. Good. Be that inside. Amara, Meba, Betana Tavim, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He's following the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Detanya, Rabbi Elazar or Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Pe'amim she'adam nishma al ta'anat atzmo. Amazing. Sometimes a person will swear on his own claim. And we never saw that before. Normally, you're claimed, and that forces a shivua. Sometimes, on your own words that you said, that'll generate a shivua. King on. Ketzad. Amar lo, mane le'avicha biyadi, ve'echaltiv paris. He says, listen, I owe your father. Father gave me 100. He's talking to the katan. The katan is saying, your father gave me 100. It's by me. And I paid him back half. Paris is half. Now, he's the only one that's talking over here. What's the deen? Hare zin nishba. He swears. Swear that you paid him half, and you're okay. Bezeu shenishba al ta'anat atzmo. That's the case of nishba al ta'anat atzmo. When nobody claimed him on the other side, he just came and offered the information himself. These guys swear. V'achamim omonim eno ela kibeshiv amedah upatur. Achamim said, oh, in that case, he's like returning a lost object. The he, when a guy returns a lost object, do we make him swear that there wasn't any more than that? Hey, but I didn't have to come forward in the first place, by the way. The fact that I came forward to return the Avedah, same thing in this case.
There was no claim.
The guy comes and says, by the way, your father gave me 100. Who would have known that if he didn't come? It's like Mashiach Avedah. You're an Iman. So that's a machloket, yeah? Now, the Gemara says, oh, so similarly, this is the same thing. A katan is not worse than atzmo. Which is the katan in this case coming along to say, what? My father gave you 100. And the guy's what did? The guy said, yeah, your father gave me 100, but I gave him back 50. Just like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, you swear on your own claim. So in this case also swear. The katan claiming is not going to be worse than himself. Because the guy's more there to what the Qatar's saying. Yeah, you're right. Your father did give me a number, I paid him back 50. So just like if he would offer this information himself, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says he swears. So when the Qatar comes along and puts it up, he's going to swear also. That's what's going like. So that says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, lete meshiv aveda patur? Yeah, that's strange. Why would he have to swear? If he's offering the information, I mean, the Qatar's claim is nothing, you're telling me. So this guy's offering the whole thing himself, basically. Hey, the other logic makes much more sense what the rabbis are saying. The guy should be believed like a Meshiv Avedah when I return an Avedah to you. I didn't have to return the Avedah in the first place. I'm amigo. I could have kept it myself. Now that I return the Avedah, I proved my name. You put a Shivah on me, swear that you didn't give me that you maybe didn't take half. So, let me ask, what's your logic? You also agree by Avedah, you don't have to make a Shivah. So why in this case, when the guy offers it himself, do you make him make a Shivah?
Amarav. Bishita'ano katan.
When I said me'atzmo, I didn't mean me'atzmo, the orphaned. I meant when the katan makes him do it. When the katan says, hey, you are my father. Come on, wait, katan? Back to the old question. I thought you told me that the katan cannot generate a shivua. Which is, Rabbi Eliezer made a statement. Me'atzmo, you make a shivua. Me'atzmo, yeah. How did he make a Shiva Me'atzmo on his own admission? It's like a Meshiva Avedah. When I said Me'atzmo, I didn't mean Me'atzmo. I meant Katan generated. You are my father. Katan? I thought you said in the Mishnah clearly. Mishnah says, and Katan, Katan generated a Shiva. So what are you talking about? So Kavod Gemara says, which means, once you're telling me you're not Nishba on your own Ta'ana, when the katan comes, the katan's a zero also. So just like you tell me on your own ta'ana, it's like Meshiv Avedah. So when the katan comes and claims that he's worth it, so it's back to the same story. So what's the case? Give me the case that you said again, that you swear beta'anat atzmo. You know, we're using process of elimination. If he came on his own volition, he's not going to make a shivua. It's a Meshiv Avedah. If the katan did it, it's worthless. It's also Meshiv Avedah. Because katan's worthless, his claim. You're back to the same story. It's Meshiv Avedah. So what's the case that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, To'en ta'anat atzmo nishba? Gemara says, I'll tell you the case. Bunch of the Bavli Olam, Gadol. The kid that came wasn't a kid. Gadol came for his father. Oh, my father, the money. They don't care. Ramai karu de katan. What do you call them a katan? Which means when the Mishnah says bishpaim le katan, it doesn't mean a katan. It's really nishpaim le gadol. What do you call them a katan then? Legabe mili de abu katanhu. Gabe his father's story, he's considered a katan. Son, it's not the, I mean, you're not going after the guy himself, you're going after his kid. So it's called him a katan, but he's not really a katan. Legabe his father, he's considered like a katan. Because because he doesn't know anything about it. He's not his item, so he's a katan. He has no da'at. It's not his portfolio, it's his father's portfolio. Oh, so that's what the Mishnah meant. Let's go back. Mishnah says, what? Nishba'im lekatan. You swear to a katan. That doesn't mean a katan. It's really nishba'im. The gadol that's coming for his father's item. Why do you call him a katan? Because he's gabed his father's item. Is that what he is? Beres b'yakov. That's what beres b'yakov. And that's what it means. Nishba'im. Tanat asmo. Tanat asmo means not your own claim. That's what it means when the older son came and did it. That's what he means. Why is it called Tanat Atzmo exactly? Like, next question. That's not called Tanat Atzmo. Oh, our Mishnah is going to be Ezra called the host Tanat Atzmo. Tanat Atzmo. You got a gadol on the other side claiming in that. That's not called Tanat Atzmo. So Gemara says Tanat Achirim Behodat Atzmo. What it means is others are claiming and you're admitting. That's what it meant. Tanat Atzmo. The claim is by a gadol, and he's giving a partial admission. Well, every case is like that. Right. Every case is a guy claiming, and you're giving a partial admission. Well, what's tana tatsmo any different than that? Gemara says, "Kuli hunami tana tani modat tatsmo nidu." How does every modem mitzvah work? I'm claiming you, and you modem ma'atsmo. Yeah, I owe you 50, but I don't owe you 100. So then we're back to the same question. You're telling me, oh, you know what the case of Mishnah was? The guy was a gadol. What do you call that? Tanat Atzmo. That's not Tanat Atzmo. You got a gadol claiming. It means he is to'en and you're modem me'atzmo. Every case of modem me'atzmo is that case. Then that's not special. Every case is there's a Tana and you're modem me'atzmo. So scratch all that. You can't learn any of this one. You got to go back. What's the case of the Mishnah that the Katan can make you do a Shavua? And don't tell me it's Gadol. Because you're telling me again, it's a Bidezer Yaakov that holds Nishba Me'atzmo. But we tried to work it out, doesn't work out. Gemara says, I have an answer. Okay, the Mahlok is like this. Look at that sheet. The second line. Really, the case is talking about where the katan came after him for the father's item. Umishum de en tana to hashuvah memkom acher. Really, his tana is not so hashuv. Dechtiv ki yiten ish. Really, he wasn't the giver. Ki yiten ish l'reihu. So kari lehacha ta'anat atzmo. Really, it's not ta'anat because the katan really didn't give up anything. So we call it ta'anat atzmo because really the katan is not too. In the case, miuacha ta'anahi da'ikat tinat ish, but there isn't a tinat ish. The father gave over the money. The makawach netinat ha'avi ba, v'ainu dekavan paramim v'chi tem adabran amay pedik alei b'derabakavach. Which means, really, it's netinat ish. Paramim, there's some cases where the kid will generate the shivuah. What's the case? Mepi atzmo. Why do you call mepi atzmo? Because really the Katan, the Katan himself, if it was his story, he cannot generate a Shavua. So the Gabe that, it's like Mepi Atzmo. But it can generate a Shavua because bottom line, there wasn't a Tinat Ish over there of the father. So again, if that's the case, what's the Machaloka? Why does one rabbi say it's Meshiv Aveda and one rabbi says it's that you have a Shavua? What's the Machaloka? But the Rabbah come, please. This is the Machaloka. Tama Rabbah. What's the reason, by the way? What's the logic of the Torah when you say you owe me 100? Come to me and say you owe me 100. I say I only owe you 50. Why do I have to swear? Why am I not believed? Why do you make me swear to exempt myself? So this is like this. We have a rule. A guy will not deny a loan in front of the guy that gave him the loan. That's chutzpah. Somebody did just favor like that. Hazaka in adam me'iz. V'hai bekule ba'ed lichfere. This guy really wants to deny the whole thing. wants to deny everything, but he can't. Which means the guy over here really is a liar, but he can't fulfill his lie because he doesn't have the guts to say he doesn't owe anything. So therefore, he comes along and says 50%. If he would be able to kofir on the whole thing, he would be kofir on the whole thing, by the way. But he can't do that. So now we have a question. So if you tell me the guy's a liar, so then why do you believe Manishiv Wadin? Do you see the guy's a wise guy? Is he the guy really would want to kofir the whole thing? But he can't do that, so he'll lie as much as he can. So he's a liar, the guy. Why do you believe Manishiv Wadin? So it continues. Really, the guy would want to admit that he owes everything. The reason why he didn't admit that he owes everything is he's just trying to buy time. He really wants to pay the whole thing, but he doesn't have the money now, so therefore he's beginning to buy time. I'll wait till I get the money and I'll pay him. So therefore, let me be Modem Mixat over here now. Which he really wants to pay. He's not a bad guy. Not a bad guy. He really wants to pay the whole thing. But the reason why he's kofir, because he doesn't have the money now. He's
buying time.
He's buying time. So the rabbi said, Ramesh Shivua Ilaveh. Put a Shivua on him. Well, we don't want him to get away with this here. Put a Shivua on him immediately. So the guy's not a shakran. Now, all this applies to the person himself. If I lent you the money, this dynamic is in play now. Because I'm embarrassed to lie in front of you. Because you're the guy that lent me the money. So therefore we say, Hazaka en adam me'iz bifne ba'al chovo. And therefore, because otherwise I would say like this, you should believe me. If I said I owe you 50, I could have said, I owe you nothing. Your brother, you couldn't have said I owe you nothing. There's no migu over here. But that's off the table because you wouldn't do such a thing. So therefore, when he comes to say 50... he's not ne'eman from a migu because the other side is to be kofir and adam me'iz. Oh, so really, but the guy wanted to be me'iz. So how could you trust him in the shivua? We say, no, really what the guy's doing over here, he wants to really pay the whole thing. But he doesn't have the money at the time, and therefore he's stalling. So the Torah says, make a swear. But what do you see? That only applies lecha'ora face to face to the guy. But what? When it comes to the father or the kid. Now when the kid comes along to me and says... hey, you let my father the money. He don't care to deny in front of the kid. And therefore, technically, when he says, oh, you're 50, he's there without a shivua. Because if he wanted to, he wouldn't confirm the whole thing. He wouldn't deny it because he's not scared to deny the whole thing in front of him. He has a migu. That it be the Ezeb and Yaakov Savar, lo shena bo velo shena beno, eno me'iz. He says, Hadush. It doesn't matter if it's in front of him, it doesn't matter if it's in front of the kid, bottom line, he's not going to be me'iz. And then no migu. Vilkach lab meshiv avedahu. The rabbanan savri befanavu deino meiz. Aval befne bana beno meiz. Umedelo meiz meshiv avedahu. So therefore, that's what we want to come along and say in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said katan makes the guy make a shivua, that's talking about Ebez Min Yaakov, that the katan came on behalf of his father. The rabbis hold in that case. In that case over there, there's no shivua. Meshiv avedah. Because why? When he says, oh, you only owe your father 50, he's the Iman off the bat. Because if he wanted to, he could have said nothing. And because he would have said that. Because he doesn't, it's not embarrassed to say it in front of the kid. Ibn Yaakov says, no, doesn't matter whether it's the father coming directly or the kid. Therefore, you have to make a shivua. And that's the case of the Mishnah. And the reason why we call that case Atzmo is because it's really coming from a claim of a katan, and the katan's really nothing in a normal case. But in this case, it's a little better because it's coming from the father, but we call him the Atzmo. We matzit mukmit lekerabi Ezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara says, wait, everything's nice, but could you say our Mishnah is going to be Ezer ben Yaakov? Yeah, why not? Ha ketani resha. You forgot the first case of the Mishnah. Why? What does it say? Mane le'abba biyadecha. Kid comes. You have 100 that belongs to my father. En lecha biyadi ela 50 dinar. The guy says what? Only have 50. Patur mepinish meshiv avedahu. Clearly against him, that's with Yaakov. Kid comes. My father gave you 100. What does the guy say? I only own 50. What's the deen? Patur, because he admitted 50. But according to the Ezer ben Yaakov, the guy's got to make a shivua. And here the same Mishnah clearly says patur. How could you say it's the Ezer ben Yaakov?
Hatam de lo amar barili. Acha de amali barili.
Period.
It all depends what the claim of the katan is. When the katan comes along and says, barili, I'm certain that you owe my father 100. Then already, when he comes along and says, modeh on 50, then we say he's got to make a shivua. But the case where we say it's patur is where the kid himself wasn't certain. The kid comes along and says, I think my father owes you, you owe my father 100. I think it was 100. In that case over there, the guy says, listen, I owe your father 50, he's patur. That's considered Meshiv Aveda. When the kid himself is not certain. But if the kid is certain, then already it's like a regular case, like the father's claiming it. What did it say? So there's a hiluk between Bari and not Bari. Do we have Rashi or there's no look at Rashi? Hatam de lo amar barili. Resh de kali patur lo amar ayatom barili. Sefer de kali meshivir chadar amar barili. Exactly. Is it Bari or not Bari? That's the story.
Okay, Gemara continues.
Shmuel amar.
Shmuel is giving a different answer to the case in the Mishnah, which means we had a case in the Mishnah that said that the katan makes the guy make a shivua.
So we said, what's the case? The katan's coming from his father. That his father really gave money over. The father's not around anymore. The kid's coming over to claim the father's money. And the guy's more debe miksat. So we said, the hadush is going to be Eliezer ben Yaakov, that he has to make a shivua. It's a regular case of more debe miksat. Even though it's not the guy that's claiming, the father's not around anymore, it doesn't matter. You have to make a shivua even to the son. That's one way of learning the Mishnah. Shemuel has a different understanding. Shemuel Amar, really, I'll tell you, in Nishba'im al Shivuat Katan. When a Katan makes you give a Shivu'a, it doesn't force. That which Mishnah that says, Lekatan, Lipara Minikse Katan. Which means what? Which means a guy has a shtar that his father was Hayav money. He cannot collect it from the shtar unless he's going to swear first that the father is obligated. Which means, Vidashi, Lipara Minikse Katan. Minikse Yatom, which means to get from Nikse Yatom. It's a reverse case. He wants to get money from the Yatom. He's claiming, I gave your father money. I gave your father money, now I want the money back. The father's not around anymore. So it says, Bafilu si shtar alav. He took the Malvitka shtar, showing the kid, hey, your father owes me money. He's got to make a shivua that he did not get the money, he didn't get paid back. So therefore that's what it's coming along to saying over here, that the katan, not that the katan forces a shivua like we thought, the case is talking about over here is that the guy himself, the malve himself, if the guy himself's coming, he's coming and saying, listen, your father owes me money and I have a shtar. So the deed is that he himself has to make a shivua to the katan in order to take the money from his nechasim. The para min nechse katan. Which means he has a shtar chov, that the abib of katan was hayav in the money, he cannot collect it from the shtar itself unless he swears first that the father is indeed hayav to him. Masha'en ken, when it comes to the love himself, if he has a shtar, you don't have to swear. If I come to you, Sam, to a love, I have a shtar, you owe me money, I don't have to swear nothing, I have a shtar. The hadush over here is, even though you have a shtar, since you're going to a katan, it's not the guy that you lent the money of, it's this kid, you cannot take nechasim of a yatom, the assets of a yatom, unless you make a shiva. That's the hadush of the Mishnah. Nishba'im the katan, not the katan is causing you to make the shiva, that has a claim. He's not saying anything. You're coming, hey, I got a shtar, your father owes me money. Not a more debit mixat case. Stop, you follow the money. I want my money back. The hadush is nishba'in. You don't take money from a yatom or a shtar unless you make a shivua. Good? Then you lehekdesh, liparam minikse hekdesh. Now, if you look at the end of the Mishnah gave another case also. The Mishnah gave a second case. That what? That you have to swear to hekdesh. What's the case that hekdesh will make you make a swear? Let's say you have a case over here that the loveh was Magdish's item. The Loveh was Magdish something to the Beit HaMikdash. And now comes the Malveh and says, I have a lien on that, those items. You cannot be Magdish this item. I have a shtar that says that this money is owed to me. The Hiddush is normally when a guy takes a shtar out to the love, the shtar is believed. When you're taking a shtar out against Hikdesh, to take the item out of the Hikdesh, you have to make a Shivua. So there's two cases where you have to make a Shivua where normally you don't. Shtar against the Katana Yatom and a shtar against Hikdesh to take the money out of Hikdesh in order to give it to the guy as payment. Mara says, Le Katan, Li Param, Nikse Katan. What are you talking about? The Mishnah said Nishba'in leKatan, and the way you're learning it is what? In order to get paid from the Katan. Tanina, we learned that already. It says Befirush in a different place, in a different Mishnah. Minikseh yitomim lo yipara ela bishvuah. Tarti lamali. What are only two cases for? Means the way Shemuel, you're explaining the Mishnah, there's so many cases where you pull the star against the Katan and the Hadush is even the other Shemuel. That's a Bifurush Mishnah in another place. It says when you come after a Yatom to get his money, you have to make a Shemuel. So what do you need two cases for? Tarti lamali. Why say the same Hadush twice? Hakabash Ma'alan. You know, it's teaching me. Kede Abaye Kashisha. Like Abaye Kashisha taught us. Netani Abaye Kashisha Abaye taught us in a Braita. Yetomim She'amru. That's what we said. Yetomim Gedolim. It's talking about even if the Yetomim are Gedolim. And Sarich Lomar Ketanim. Goes without saying, if they're Ketanim, Ben Lishvua, that's the Shivua that the rabbis put on them, Ben Liziburit. It's another law. Normally, when I'm a Malveh, now you owe me money, you have to pay me back in Benunit level fields. There's three types of fields. There's Idit, there's Benunit, and there's Ziburit. Achami made a takana, loans are paid back on Benunit level. However, when it comes to Yetomim, the Hiddush is, the Yetomim only have to pay back in Ziburit level. So there's two Hiddushim by Yetomim. Two Hiddushim. Gedolim and Ketanim. Ben Lishvuah and Ben to the Ziburit rule. That's why you need two Mishnayot to say the same law. The first case, I would have said only the law applies to Ketanim. Now the Hiddush is even Gedolim that are Yetomim. You pull a shtar against the Gadol. Guy's 14 years old. He's Yetom. Hey, your father owes me money. Here's the shtar. Swear. Even though he's a Gadol. Doesn't matter. He's Yetom still. Swear, and now let's say he swears. What is he paying? What type of quality? Ziburi. That's why you have two Mishnah. One for Katan and one for Gadol. Comes the last part of the Shmuel statement. The Hekdesh. Liparam minikse Hekdesh. Meaning, what's the case of Hekdesh? Liparam minikse Hekdesh. What's the case? You owed money. The guy made his items Hekdesh. So you go to Hekdesh and say, hey, I have a lien on this item. This item belongs to me. Swear. And then Hekdesh releases it and you get paid. So give us a tarina. We know that already in a different place. Menechasim mishubadim. That's talking about karka. Nechasim mishubadim is karka. Lo yiparu. You don't take payment. Ela bishvuah. Stam. Love owes me money. I had a shtar. So once I have a shtar, it's leaned on karka. The love sold his property. Now I go to the guy who sold it to, hey buddy, I got a shtar over here. The law is I cannot take that property until I make a shivuah that I wasn't paid yet. So the Gemara says, Mali mishumadim lehidyot, Mali mishumadim legavawa. What's the difference if the karka is in Hidyot's hand or in Hikdesh's hands? Bottom line, I got to make the same shivuah. So why tell me the case twice? Once you told me already that I don't take karka out of the person's domain until I make a shivuah, so now it's the same thing. What's the same thing? Hikdesh has my karka now. So I come along, hey, I got a shtar. The guy owed me karka over money and it's leaned on property and now he made Hikdesh. Mali hijot mali hikdesh. Why repeat the same case twice? It's terich. You need it twice. Al kadatach amina. Because I would have thought hijotu. Maybe that's the case where we say you make a shivua de adam ose kinunya al hijot. You know what kinunya means? You know why I have to make a shivua? Exactly. Kinunya is collusion. What does it mean, collusion? I'm a malveh. I lent you money. Okay? I'm a shtar now. If you don't pay me, I can go after that guy's karka. Sold the karka, right? You sold karka to that guy. So I make a deal with you. I say like this, listen. What? I say, listen, pay me. Pay me my money. So now you paid me the money, right? I say, I'm going to hold the shtar. I'm going to present you the shtar. You tell me you don't have money to pay. I'll go to the Likuhot, we'll take the field from the guy, and we'll split it. So that's why when I go to the guy to take his, I got to swear that I didn't get paid yet. So they don't do this collusion. So I would have thought only by Hidyot do people go in cahoots to make this trick. But you're going to trick Hikdesh? Do you do that to Ignesh? Meaning, the guy gave his property to Ignesh now. Now I tell the guy, listen, pay me, so we're even, and then I'll take the shtar to Ignesh, and we'll cheat that property. I would have thought maybe by Ignesh, we don't suspect the collusion, therefore you don't have to make a shivua. Kamash ma'alan, that what? Ignesh, the end of them, was a kinunya like this. I would think that maybe guys are not going to make kinunya like this. Kamash ma'alan, that he does make kinunya like this. And that's why you need two mishtayot to teach me not only on hidyot, does he got to make a shivua to take out karka, but even on Ignesh, he's got to make a shivua. You want to ask a question? Rama Ravuna Shchiv Merah. What's a Shchiv Merah? It's got his deathbed. Shigdish kon nechasav. He made all his items, all his property assets, Hegdish. And then he said, Ve'amar mane lifloni biyadi. What does he say? I owe this guy money. But it's Hegdish. He made his items, Hegdish. Then he says, mane lifloni biyadi. I owe this guy money. Ne'eman. Hazaka en adam ose kenunya al hegdesh. Oh, no, we have a rule here. I'll tell you the case in a second, but clearly the Gemara is saying we have a rule. A guy will not make collusion and tricks when it comes to hegdesh. And therefore what? The guy is able to be goveh, the malveh can now come to hegdesh without a shivua. Everything's hegdesh. But I owe this guy money. Maybe there was a collusion over here. Maybe he paid the guy back already. Now the Malveh comes with a shtar. He'll get it from Hegdesh, bring it back, split it. We say, no. He's Ne'eman. Everything's Hegdesh, but I owe this guy money. All the guy's got to come is with a shtar, and he's Ne'eman. Money of Hegdesh. The guy was Shechivah, I made all his money Hegdesh. Okay? But he says, but I owe this guy money. Okay? So now he comes with a shtar. That could be these guys, the Shechivah and the Malveh, made a deal. Maybe it was paid up already. Now he's presenting this star and he'll split it with himself, with his kids. Yeah, he lives in the end. He lives in the end. The point is, and we say Ne'eman. Why? Because a guy doesn't fool around with Ikdish. You just told me a guy does fool around with Ikdish. That's why when he presents the star to Ikdish, that he needs the karka, he has to make a shivua. Make up your mind. Is it a collusion or not collusion? Amre animili shiv mera. Te'en adam chote velo lo. Aval gabe bari vaday hashina. Very simple. By a shchiv merah, like you said, he's not benefiting from this money. He's going to die. So therefore, in that case over there, we say he's not going to trick. What? He's not going to make an avon so his kids can benefit from the money. So therefore, in adam osek kenunya be'ekdesh. But in a regular case of maveh and loveh that are healthy, you do suspect the collusion. Why not? I'll pay you. I'll hold on to the shtar. I'll present it. You claim you don't have nothing. We'll go to the karkaot. We'll split the karkaot. Why not? But to do that on Ignesh, so my kids can benefit? Why should I make a avon for my kids? A person does not sin velo lo.
That's not his.
Wait, no. Velo is with an aleph and lo is with a vav. Where he doesn't benefit. Velo lo, when there's nothing in it for him. Exactly.